Knoxville. So this area of the country is rich in energy, rich in tradition, and rich in an understanding of how energy drives this economy. It drove the economy of southwestern Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio for a long time. And through a variety of things, yes, problems with management, problems with negotiations, but actually there were bigger problems. The bigger problems of environmental regulation, in many cases environmental regulation that has gone extreme, particularly in this administration. What they have done, and I referred to it the other day, and I got criticized by some of our, well, less than erudite members of the National Press Corps who have a difficulty understanding when you refer to someone's ideology to the point where they elevate Earth and they say that, well, that men and humanity is just, well, just one of a variety of different species on the Earth and should be treated no differently. And that we elevate, in fact, look at this ideology of the Earth, if you will, and rise it above the interests of man. Whereas we all know that man has a responsibility of stewards of the Earth, that we are good stewards and we have a responsibility, good stewards. Why? Because unlike the Earth, we're intelligent and we can actually manage things. And leaving things for nature, as those on the radical environmentalists would like to do, don't touch anything, leave it alone, nature will take care of itself. Yes, it will, and it won't be pretty. We can actually manage and husband things. You plant a garden and let the earth take care of it, you're not going to get much out of it. You let the forest grow and let it take care of itself, and what you'll have is boom and bust, decay and destruction. But if you husband it, if you take care of it, you nurture it, use the intellect. It's so funny, this party that criticizes the right for being anti-science, but when it comes to the management of the earth, they are the anti-science ones. We are the ones who stand for science and technology and using the resources we have to be able to make sure that we have a quality of life in this country and maintain. A good and stable environment. There's no better example than this area of the country. Look at what we did 100 years ago, or less actually, when this area is, I remember there was a quote, I can't remember who it was from, who came to Pittsburgh during the heyday of the steel industry when we didn't have any environmental regulations in Allegheny County. And someone looked at it and saw it was night all the time in Pittsburgh. It was black. And they said to Pittsburgh, abandon it. And what did we do? Well, we here locally, not the federal government, not the state government, the local government came forward and said, no, we've got to do something about this. And eventually the community gathered together and passed clean air regulations and was able to begin to change things. There's obviously a role for government to play in making sure that we have responsible environmental stewardship. No more than we want to leave it to Earth to manage itself. Do we want to leave it to individuals to be able to do whatever they want to do? That's not my philosophy of government. It's not my philosophy of freedom. Freedom isn't to do whatever you want to do. It's to do what you ought to do, right? And that is true with the environment. It's to do what we ought to do. We must be good stewards of this environment. But let's use our intellect. Let's use our technology for the benefit of both man and the environment. These are the kinds of nuanced discussions that tend to fly over the heads of folks who want to just divide, who want to just say, oh, you're either for the environment or you're against the environment. Instead of taking a responsible position of saying that For decades and longer, here in America, we have had a policy and programs that actually try to do both. Preserve the environment, provide and conserve it to the extent we can, and also use the plentiful resources that God has given us to provide for the improvement of the quality of life of the people in this country.